as social media is becoming part and parcel of everyday life, and people are using it more in their everyday interactions with each other, we're going to start to see it involved in crime as well. So I think it is just, you know, that it's the nature of modern life now that we use an incredible number of apps and social media platforms, you know, during everyday life, you know, at work and at home. And crime will inevitably, you know, feature some of these things. And it's quite interesting if we look at sort of older, more established communication media, we don't tend to get particularly worked up about people's use of the telephone or people's use of a computer, you know, in crime anymore. But I think because social media is still relatively new, we're still trying to make sense of it. And I also think it's probably important to look at the role of social media in actually solving crime and preventing crime as well. So you often see campaigns by the police when they're looking to solve a crime. They'll make use of social media as one of their tools, and they've used it quite effectively. So I think we need to see both sides of the coin, really.